Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL.
Welcome to a special edition of Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. We are continuing our interview with Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz about the coronavirus, its effect on the university, and how researchers and the community have come together to respond. Here is Brighton McConnell with Chancellor Guskowitz.
What other examples, maybe outside of the medical field, have you seen or heard about the Carolina community coming together during this time?
As I've said repeatedly during all of this, Carolina is, at its heart, its people. And I think we're seeing that right now, and we've seen it over the past few months. We've had our School of Education working closely with Frank Porter Graham Child Development Center, providing resources for at-home learning to our state teachers, students, and parents. We had Rich Superfine, who heads up our Applied Physical Sciences Department and our BEAM makerspace, working with other universities in the region to provide Triangle Area hospitals with personal protective equipment, building face shields. They've put in hundreds of hours making thousands of protective shields for our healthcare workers. School of Government hosted a webinar for local government leaders across North Carolina to learn more about COVID-19 and the roles of local and state emergency management officials across the state. And Carolina Dentistry is offering teledentistry services through a virtual helpline to patients with issues regarding oral health. And so it goes on and on and on, and I'm just so proud of the many ways in which our community has risen to the occasion and just our incredible world-class faculty pivoting in about a week to be able to deliver 98% of our courses remotely to our students, I think was just a way in which the community came together.
How do alumni and donors fit into that? How are they making a difference?
They certainly have stepped up as well. We very quickly created a student impact fund to help students in need, families in need, with emergency support for expenses such as housing, food, travel, technology. Right now, we're sitting at somewhere in the neighborhood of about 850 students. We've provided funding for donors, stepped up alumni base, and raising more than $1 million to the COVID-19 response fund, as we're calling it, UNC Health, to buy critical PPE and lab equipment and provide financial support for medical students. In addition to that, that student impact fund raised over $800,000. Alumni started an organization called Feed the Fight to raise money to purchase meals from local restaurants for UNC health workers. It's just been incredible to see the many ways in which our alumni base and donors have stepped up. We held our first ever faculty council meeting by Zoom, and I emphasized that every revenue source at our university is jeopardized right now, and we need to be sure that we're thinking about that. So it's not just about tuition and student fees around auxiliaries such as housing and dining, parking receipts. It's about tuition and state appropriation for enrollment. It's around ticket receipts for sporting events and performing arts events. And we have to keep this in mind as we're thinking about ways to overcome a very likely budget shortfall.
Now, with those challenges in mind, Chancellor Guskowitz, what is giving you hope during these uncertain times? What gives you a little bit of optimism that you can get out of this deficit?
It's about the people, and they inspire us every day. Shortly after this pandemic started, we sent out a notice that students shouldn't return to campus, and the first email that I received was from a student who runs the campus food shelter. He was worried about the students and staff who rely on that food shelter, how we were going to make sure that they had access to and could be fed. And so we've worked with a local group to make sure that that could still happen, even though the students weren't going to be on campus here to help run that food shelter. I've had emails from students asking about volunteering at the hospital during a highly vulnerable time and environment over there. As I talked about it on a number of occasions over the past year, and I brought this into my commencement speech last May, Charles Kuralt's 1985 commencement speech, where he talked about Carolina being a conspiracy of good people. And he described that conspiracy as people who return us to reason, compassion, and decency. And I think we've seen that every day here at Carolina.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on 97.9 The Hill on demand, or visit thewell.unc.edu.